that be a rack or a horse? Or?
Well, I guess it would be a horse, I guess.
And how'd you used to shave when you first started to shave?
Well, put the lather on your face and warm water. Take a rag and damp it, wash it a little bit, put your mold lather on it, and go shave it.
Did you work it in with your hands? Or?
Yeah, well, brush most of the time.
How'd you keep your razor sharp?
Well, at that time I was growing up, you had to do those straight edges, you know. Mm-hmm. Straight razor, and you had a brush, strap.
Uh-huh.
And you sharpened it on that.
A leather thing you just keep.
Yeah.
How about knives in the kitchen? How would you keep them sharp?
Well, most of the time they had a little rock just by, you know, and would stick up in the kitchen and what you call a knife sharpener.
Just work it back and forth.
Yeah, work it back and forth.
How about an axe? How would you get that?
Well, you had a grindstone, M-to-1, mm-hmm. Put that on that.
The rock in the kitchen, would that be wet rock?
Well, I don't know whether you call it the wet rock or not, but anyway, there's two little old rocks kind of made close together, kind of stuck out that way, you know, so you put it in there. You just a little flat thing you can lay on the, tack on a wall or somewhere.
Did you have something that had two handles and a wheel that you could push around?
Wheelbarrow. Yes, sir.
And the reason I ask about that is in Georgia they call it a Georgie buggy.
Did it? We always call it wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow. And what would you put in a revolver? How would you load up a revolver?
Well, you could unbreech it and take your bullets, cartridge, and stick them in there.
Did you have a revolver most of the time, or did you have shotguns, or what kind of guns?
Well, I never did have either one very much. I bought my boy a rifle after he got up some size, and this rifle's still down yonder. One of the house now.
Didn't care much for guns.
No. No, I didn't. Never did care much for guns.
How did you get a? We're talking about fences. How would you drive a stake in the ground? What would you use?
Well, you could use a sledgehammer, and where the ground was soft, and sharpen it a little bit. I bet you could take a post over and dig that hole.
Oh.
That's the way most of it done.
Oh, I see. Rather than driving it,
yes.
Just dig it out. And
there's a very few drove now.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you ever make a mallet?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I've been splitting post and make me a glove. That's what we call it. And then a maul, what we call that.
Oh, maul.
Maul. And just shape it up, you know, to hit that wooden piece with instead of using sledgehammer.
I see. And the maul would be made out of wood.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Tell me about how you get land ready to clear. Say you used to clear some land. How would you? I guess most people wanted to clear bottom. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was,
well, you went in and cut the undergrowth and piled it up and maybe burn it. Then as I told you a while ago, then you go back in there and saw them trees down, and saw them up in the length of the stuff you wanted to put tote, and just give a log roll it. By George, and just who the people come in there for that log roll, you know.
And that was kind of, you wouldn't hire them, that was
they just flock in there.
I see
which one is the best man, I reckon.
I see.
I was a little bitty kid then, cleaning up, I've done, except for the bulldozer.